diplomatic feud between Turkey and the Netherlands has deepened, with Turkey's President Erdogan stating that the Netherlands would pay the price after two of Turkey's senior ministers were barred from entering the country on Sunday. Erdogan is looking to the large number of Turks living in Europe to help him secure victory in next month's constitutional referendum that would give the president sweeping new powers. Meanwhile, the Netherlands is gearing up to vote this week in a general election that will pit a hardline anti-Islam candidate in a tight race against the incumbent Prime Minister. The Dutch election is just a few days away. Wednesday's poll is seen as an important litmus test for the rise of far-right populism in Europe, with Prime Minister Mark Rutte's Liberal Party facing a strong challenge from Geert Wilders' Party for Freedom, or PVV. But over the weekend, a new twist emerged when Turkish ministers were barred from entering the Netherlands, erupting a diplomatic row between the two countries. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan slammed the move.
They do not know politics or international diplomacy. They are so shaky and cowardly. These Nazi remnants, they are fascist. You should know this.
President Erdogan's response came after Turkey's foreign minister and minister for families were banned from speaking at rallies inside the Netherlands, aimed at shoring up support ahead of a referendum in Turkey that, if passed, would increase the president's powers.
The proposed changes mean that executive, legislative and third power of a democracy all be under Erdogan's control. The parliament will be in his control, the legal arm will be in his control, and he will also be executive president, meaning he will form the government. This is very dangerous, and it's moving away from democracy. The idea of separation of powers to actually protect democracy itself will disappear in Turkey.
That's Mehmet Özolf, director of the Center for Islamic Studies and Civilization at Charles Sturt University. Turkish ministers have been sent to Europe ahead of the referendum to try and secure the vote of Turkish nationals.
In some estimation, there are about 3 to 3.5 million Turks live in Europe, and most of these are seen by AK Party, Erdogan's party, as voters. Erdogan himself is struggling in his bid to have a referendum, which is in 16th of April, which will bring in his long-time dream of having a full executive presidency where we are talking about uniting the powers of the state into one person.
Prime Minister Mark Rutte condemned President Erdogan's comments.
We are absolutely willing to de-escalate, but of course these utterings of the President of the Turkish Republic do not help, and they are completely unacceptable. This country, as the Mayor of Rotterdam pointed out yesterday, was bombed during the Second World War by the Nazis. It's totally unacceptable to talk in this way.
Meanwhile, Geert Wilders has called for the expulsion of the Turkish ambassador from Holland and has called on dual citizens to declare their loyalty to the Netherlands. So how will the spat play out in the upcoming election?
Well, I think there's, broadly speaking, three scenarios here. One could be simply a consolidation of the current trend that the current Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, can be showing a leadership. He can be seen as the strong person, and we don't need a party like the PVV to stand up like to a leader like Erdogan. That's one scenario whereby the VVD, the current incumbent, would actually gain from the situation. A second scenario would be one whereby possibly the PVV, the Populist Party, could win by saying, you see, the Islamic world is representing all these problems and we need a stronger leader in the form of Geert Wilders to stand up against these countries. And then the Liberal Party could also be seen as placating those kinds of forces. So the third scenario would be one whereby the other parties benefit from the situation, who are already doing reasonably well.
That's Dr. Frank Moles, lecturer in political science at the University of Queensland. According to Mehmet Özolf, both Wilders and Erdogan will continue to ratchet up the rhetoric in the days ahead.
Geert Wilders will really use this to his advantage as well. So in an ironic way, they feed on one another. When Geert Wilders speaks and does things, so Erdogan uses that to rally his own cause. And when Erdogan does things, Geert Wilders will use that.
While the polls suggest that Rutte's Liberal Party will retain power, Wilders' party and the rise of populist, anti-EU, anti-immigration sentiments have left their mark on the Dutch election and the Liberal Party itself.
They are quite a moderate Liberal Party, I would argue. They are somewhat more critical currently of the European Union, so they've kind of had to shift towards the PVV party and saying, if Finn government, we will be very critical of European integration. In terms of immigration, likewise, they have moved distinctly to the right as well, with receptiveness towards stricter immigration policies. But I think all in all, what the Liberal Party offers is typically a more weakened-down version and quite a moderate one, I think, in perspective of what we see elsewhere in the world.
The Dutch vote comes just months away from the French election, where Marine Le Pen's far-right National Front is polling strongly. And all eyes will be on the result as Europe, and indeed the world, grapples with the rise of populism.
My sense, but this is admittedly somewhat speculative, I think that what's happening across the world is that the overarching Trump effect is, I think, becoming a bit more visible. I can't help thinking that this might also be a kind of dampening mood in the far right, or in that corner where people are attracted to these parties, seeing what it actually is to have populist governing.
That was Dr. Frank Moles ending that report.